like teacher and disciple, teacher take responsibility of the disciple and educate the disciple. So same here. So bring up this child, bring up this student, you see, this mind, you know, to see taking oneself taking responsibility. You see, bring up the child to good education, good manners. You see, bring up a genuine person, good-hearted person. So similar, you see. Oneself as a teacher, then the child, you know, bring up like this. like yourself, like yourself, doctor, and the mind is like sick person, patients. You see, very kind, compassionate doctor, patients who are severe. You know, severe, chronic, you know, sicknesses, under the care of a very compassionate, wise doctor, so that, so this mind, which is a chronic disease, self-cherishing thought, chronic disease of selfish mind, from the time without beginning, have been sick of that, from the time without beginning. Sick of anger from time without beginning, sick of attachment from time without beginning, same with the ignorance and those other disturbing emotional thoughts. So what I was emphasizing is to not waste this precious human life, this precious human body. We don't have this for long. We don't have this for a long time. It's only for temporary. Like rented, like transit in at the airport, like transit at the airport, or the like the vehicle that we take, when we take flight, it's only temporary, not forever. You're going to be in that airplane, you see, especially a short time, you see. So like it's like the guest house. I mean the guest house, the hotel or the guest house, where you're there for a few days for holiday. Few days for holiday in that hotel or anyway. So something like that. So our having this precious human body. It's like that, just short time. So we must be very wise. So we must be very wise to use this. every day, every hour, every minute. You see, utilizing this, do not waste. And we must be very wise to utilize. And that, then, to be wise, then we need to learn Dharma. We need to learn meditation. We need to learn Dharma. We need to learn path. We need to practice. You need to get the experience. You need to get experience. Not allow to misused, you know, this precious human body misused. You see, misuse means using for suffering. What I mean, definition, misusing this precious human body, using for suffering, using. Instead to achieve happiness, to achieve suffering, to so using the body, through the action, which result only you experience, suffering. So that is misusing. Misusing, maybe it can be said abusing your body, abusing your precious human body. You are abusing your precious human body. Maybe can also, I think that word also applies for that. misusing, you see. That this precious human body, is used, say, under the destruction, under the distraction and destruction, see, the ignorance, anger, attachment, self-cherishing thought. What is dharma? Meditation practice or dharma, that is to achieve happiness. Transforming the mind, see, into the healthy mind. From unhealthy mind, that which is self-cherishing thought, the biggest one, the most disturbing one, and there's also ignorance, anger, attachment. See, those are sick, as I mentioned before, sick mind with unhealthy mind. Disturbing, doesn't give peace. Effect is disturbing and obscuring the mind. So those negative emotional thoughts, those sicknesses of mind. So unhealthy mind, from there into healthy mind, non-anger, non-ignorance, non-attachment, the good heart, benefiting others. which brings all the happiness. You see, this healthy mind, positive mind, virtuous thought, the peaceful mind, which brings all the happiness to oneself and towards others. For example, the patience. attitude. Which is non-anger. One is transformed into patience. So, what happens if you do not? If you do not practice patience, this virtuous thought, this this thought which is dharma, non-anger, nature of patience. Then you see, if you don't try to change your life, you know, by practicing patience, dharma, this meditation, if you continue to be yourself, if you always continue to be what I am, you know, what I want to be, what I am, you know, what I am, I want to be what I am. Anyway, so as many people said that, I want to be what I am. So anyway, so you see, you never tried to change. What's wrong? I see. Better mind, you know, say, happier mind, you know, more positive mind, and happier, better life. Never changing that. Not better for suffering, but better for happiness, you know. So anyway, so always continue to be what I, you know, always continue, I want to be what I am. So anyway, if you never practice, let's say, meditation or dharma, healthy mind, see, you know, positive, say, attitude. Then there's no protection. There's no protection in your life. There's no protection to your mind. So then anger will rise all the time. See, whenever something happens, you know, in your life, in your daily life, somebody think differently than what you think. Somebody wish differently than what you wish. It's just somebody different. Just somebody, you know, think a little bit differently than what you think, the way you think, or wish different, a little bit different than, opposite than what you wish. Or, somebody act a little bit, see, what one's own self-cherishing thought, you see, what one's own attachment do not like. You see, somebody act a little bit, you know, speak or act a little bit. You know, somebody showing arrogance, or just little, a little movement, little action of the body, or with eyes, or keeping the nose in the sky, keeping the nose in the sky, or however, the, you know, showing little bit different physical behavioral action that one's own self-cherishing thought is not interested, or self-cherishing thought do not like, or one's own attachment do not like. What one's own attachment like is respect. What one's own self-cherishing thought like is respect. To be the other person, to be humble to you, respect. You see, physical action, something that one's self-cherishing thought or attachment do not like, then suddenly anger rises. So however, in the daily life, so all the time anger rises when there's always something, you see, that you, not exactly what your attachment want or what your self-cherishing thought want, you see. There's always something that your self-cherishing do not like, or that your attachment do not like, you see. There was always something. So the anger comes so easy, you know. Just like, like if you throw matches, you know, lit matches, throw in the gas or the petrol, kerosene, you see. Well, so the big flame, you know, suddenly the big flame rises. So like that, so the anger rises, you see, like that, so easily. If one doesn't regard one's mind, if one doesn't guard one's mind, or if there's no protection, like practicing patience, this meditation, you see, practicing, you know, the dharma, practicing meditation, see, there's no protection in the life, so all the time anger rises. Whenever there's, you know, situation that that one's attachment or self-attachment do not like, you see, just a little opposite to one's own these, you know, negative thoughts, that one's own this wrong concept, you see. So now here, the anger rises, then makes your, you see, most beloved friend, then enemy to you. Anger rises to that person, then that makes, that causes the other person get upset, even one's own, most beloved friend, get upset to you and get angry to you. Then your anger makes, you see, your friend enemy to you. Your anger makes your friends to become enemy to you. You see, so when we do not practice dharma, when we do not practice meditation, patience, the common way, the definition of enemy, as somebody whom you hate, or who has anger towards you, you know, who has anger towards you, or you see, whom you hate, whom you have anger, you know. So common definition, when we practice dharma, when we practice meditation, when we practice patience, that time definition of enemy is different. That definition, what commonly the people's definition of enemy is that one, say, here when you practice dharma, meditation, patience, that time what you regard that person enemy before, when you don't practice dharma, enemy, see, whom you hate or who has anger towards you, you know, but here, when you practice dharma, practice meditation, patience, that person become the most precious, most kind. The realization, the experience of how you see that person, most kind. So therefore, most precious one in your life, to you in your life. So. is totally opposite to the enemy when you practice dharma with that person, meditation, you see. So that so so here what I'm saying is that so the anger harms, you see, in the relationship, you know, to have long-lasting, harmonious, peaceful, happy relationship. The anger become very big enemy for that. And then after some time, if you don't control, if you don't practice patience, you don't practice meditation, don't practice dharma, you know, patience, then sooner or later, the other person, companion, you see, become bored, say, bored or say, can't stand anymore to be with you and want to leave. like that. So the anger causes separation. You know, you see, the separation, the divorce, like that. And even the closest, so anger makes enemy, even your closest person in a friend or the person in one's life, closest one, even the anger makes that person to become enemy to you. So, therefore, no question. Other people, other than that, no question. Then, then anger makes as much as say one do not practice dharma, meditation, practice patience, and then as much as anger arises, then in the world, at home, in the office, everywhere, wherever one go, countryside or in city, east, west, wherever, that creates many enemies. The person whose nature is impatient, being under the control of anger, then creates so many other sentient beings to become enemy to you. So this way, it makes oneself unhappy, suffering life, and it makes so many others unhappy, see, makes them to have suffering life, unhappy life. So instead of bringing peace and happiness in this world, so it brings so much harm to other sentient beings. So it harms. It harms. So one person, two person, three person, like that. It harms to this world, to that many sentient beings. So like that. Besides harming to oneself. So therefore, so here, so here, practicing dharma, practicing meditation, practicing patience, you see, it is not only this, you see, bringing, see. Keeping your mind in happy state, in peace and happiness, keeping your mind healthy, and from there you achieve happy, say, peaceful, harmonious relationship in the family, with the friends, at home. In the office, everywhere. Everywhere one goes. Everywhere, wherever one lives. Whomever with one lives. So, bring so much peace and happiness within your life, and bring so much peace and happiness in the lives of one's own friends, most beloved ones and towards the parents, one's own children, in the office, wherever one go, with whomever, one company. So here, such is practice, dharma, or meditation, such is in the practicing patience, it's not only a person who seek enlightenment for sentient beings. It's not only a person who seek liberation, even the person who seek liberation for oneself. It's not only for the person who seek happiness in the future lives. Anyone who is seeking even only the happiness this life. Anyone who seek no other happiness but only the happiness this life, this temporary happiness, only the happiness this life. You know, person who is non-believer. No religion, non-believer, you see, has, you know, if you want, if, so the person want harmonious relationship, want the other people to be friend, to be happy with you, you see, other people to not get angry to you, that they love you, supportive to you, and then, you see, there's no other way to say. So person with non-believer but want these things, desire these happiness, desire that these happiness in the life, you got to practice dharma, this meditation, patience, practice of patience. You have no choice. Anyone who want, desire, peace and happiness in life, happiness this life, happiness this life, everybody to love, to be happy with you, you know, supportive to you, good relationship, to you. So. This is an example how the Dharma practice is so essential in the life, meditation practice, how so essential, even you are non-believer, not in believing religion, but this, such as Dharma practice, desire happiness in this life, good relationship, harmonious. There's a great need. Dharma practice, meditation practice. You know, such as specific examples such as patients in this case. same person person who is you see who suffers so much. You know, being suffer so much, you know, dissatisfaction. Person will suffer so much dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction. Because mind is dissatisfied, more and more, so more and more unhappiness comes in the life. It builds up. Having, for example, material possession as, for example, a business person so after having made profit $100, then looking for $1,000 profit. After one achieved $1,000 profit, then the $10,000 profit, $100,000 profit. After that, then $1 million profit. After the $1 million profit is achieved, after one gain, say $1 million, then looking for $1 billion profit. And then after one met profit $1 billion, then one make $1 zillion profit. After one met $1 zillion profit, then $1 trillion profit. After one met $1 trillion, after one met $1 trillion profit, then I don't know what. anyway, so there's no end. Desire. So desire, as long as one follows desire, it has no end. There's no end. Always. See. I mean, after some time, the life is the nature of impermanence. You know, so you say, your desire, say, you say, what the desire one didn't achieve, you know. never satisfied. You know how much one gained, say one made profit in the life. Even one did succeed, but because the life is the nature of impermanence, so one day suddenly the death happened, and you see, but that doesn't mean still. But that doesn't mean one. That doesn't mean the desire is ended. Doesn't mean that. you know, one has to say. One has to actually. one need to have realization, renunciation. The one need to actualize path to cease the negative imprints from where desire rises. You see, one need to cease, remove completely the negative imprint from where the desire rises. So only that way then one can make impossible to rise desire by actualizing the gradual path, particularly the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, ultimate nature. So here again, the person who has unbelievable wealth, you know, that can last many lifetimes. That can last. That the person can live for, you know, many lifetimes. So the. having so much wealth, but living the life with the desire, you see, as long as one lives the life with the desire, follow the desire, one can never achieve satisfaction, and always not enough, always want more. You know, there's always discontent. the result of following the desire is discontent. And you never get result is dissatisfaction. By following desire, result of what you achieve, what it affects to your mental continuum, what you achieve, is only dissatisfaction. So the person suffers more and more and more. had everything what the person could achieve, could get in this world, and still mind is not happy, you know, dissatisfied. So even more, see, had everything what the person can get in this world, but because of that, so even much more unhappiness, so much more dissatisfied than the beggar who is begging in the street, you know, with nothing. It just lives on everyday meal what the beggar can get, you see. that even that beggar might have so much peace and happiness in his life, you see. I saw in TV one wealthy person in England. he had huge property and huge like castle or huge building. So there, I don't know how many rooms, and every night he sleep in different rooms. Something that I heard. Anyway, that's what I heard. Anyway, I didn't went to see the building or his home, but anyway, was what I heard. So after all this, he becomes so unhappy, you know, so miserable. Only drink 60 or 70 bottles alcohol. He drinks something like that, and doesn't eat food, and only drinks. And so becomes, why do you drink so much? Because mind is so unhappy, dissatisfied. So then what see, taking refuge to the alcohol, to the bottle, you know. So anyway, so he. His mind becomes so dissatisfied, so unhappy. So he checked back what was the cause that made his life so miserable, so unhappy. then he thought by the wealth, you know, by having wealth. And what made him to be wealthy is he started his business by selling cars. By selling cars, you know, that's how he became rich, wealthy, you see. So he thought the root of his problem is the root of his problem is by selling cars, you know. Root of his problem is because he did business selling cars and became rich. So that was the root of the problem, he thought. So he has one attendant, you know, man. So outside the building, there's a bird in a bird feeder. This, you know, filled with water. I think it might be that for the anyway. So this container, he sent his attendant to buy many small cars from the shop. So he fill up this container which is to give water bird, so he fill up this with many small cars. Then he put kerosene and he burned the car because he thought that selling a car was the root of the problem, what made his life so unhappy, you see. So that was shown on TV anyway. So you see, so now here. So what I'm saying is that, so again here, even you're a non-believer, even non-believer, but you want happiness. You know, if you are a non-believer, you don't accept religion, but you want happiness. So here, no choice. You have to practice renunciation. One has to practice contentment. One has to practice contentment. So, you see, one has to practice renunciation, means, let go desire, the painful mind, you let go, and you achieve peace and happiness in return. Real peace and happiness, established in your heart. You can continue and you can complete. You can develop, you can complete this peace and happiness. So you let go the painful mind desire, so the method to achieve peace and happiness, to not continue the life, getting more miserable, you know, and depressed, more miserable. Instead that to be more happy and happy, greater and greater peace in your heart. And from that, mind is more relaxed, more healthy mind, so more healthy body, which is body, such as the blood pressure and all this, the physical problems, which are effect of the negative thoughts, the effect of unhealthy mind. It is scientifically proved that people who are more impatient, angry, they are more possibly to heart, the number more heart attack among the people who are who don't practice patience, you know, who also more anger. There's more heart attack in the by examining so that. and one doctor in India, in Delhi, he made comments that his analysis that I had the paper, I had his comments paper. I kept for some time, but unfortunately, I lost. So this doctor in Delhi, from his own experiment analysis, that people whose mind in their daily life, whose mind put more positive labels to other people, you know, thinking good, labeling, putting positive label to other people. Instead, you see, putting more negative label, this person is bad, this person is bad, instead of that, putting more positive label. He said that the people who have the heart attack or heart problems and other. So these sicknesses, he said that came from, mind labeling negative towards others. That's what he said. that makes great sense, because when you put a negative label, your life situation or others to other people, then you believe in that. then you make it really bad. You really make that person bad, you know, really bad. Then, you see, when that person, after your belief in your label that's bad, then that person appears to you bad, as it is bad, you see. And then it bothers you. Then, you see, that person which appears bad to you, it disturbs your mind. It doesn't make you unhappy. So it doesn't make you happy. it doesn't make you happy, you see. By thinking of that person, you see, bad, it doesn't bring peace in your heart, you know. It doesn't make your mind happy. It disturbs. It has negative effect to your mental continuum. So then that affects your body, you know. And then you get angry. Then you see, not only that makes your mind unhappy, but it causes rise. It upsets your mind. It makes you angry. then that, you see. then that, see, harms your own health. as it is mentioned in the teachings, that say that when the mind become negative emotional thought, anger, desire, so forth, unpeaceful. So it disturbs the vehicle of the mind, which is wind. So, for example, person who is riding the horse, that person is not peaceful. Depending on what that person does, the horse gets disturbed, then not become peaceful. Then that horse, you see, not walking peacefully, being, you know, violently running or whatever, disturbed, then that disturbs the person, you know. It affects the person. So like that here, same, the mind, say, you know, that which become disturbing negative emotional thought, then they disturb the wind, vehicle of the mind, wind. And then that affects the four elements, fire, water, air, earth, four elements that which is within oneself. So they get disturbed and they become unbalanced. So then that causes sicknesses. When they become unbalanced, cause sicknesses. Then the same. Then they become unbalanced. The four elements that then the causes the disturbance, the wind, and that just causes disturbance to the mind. So it's true what the doctor. What his doctor was advising for health reasons, and then so he said to put positive label in our daily life, positive label to others. So it makes you, so that of course you can see logically it makes you happy. You know, when you think of that person, makes your mind happy. You see, by looking at the positive, you know. So like that. So here now, anyway. So now going back. So here, say renunciation. Before was patient. Now here, practicing dharma, meditation, renunciation, the letting go, the painful mind desire. You see, by doing that, you don't lose. You only achieve the great, you know, peace in your heart, happiness, you know. So, healthy mind and healthy body, a long life, you achieve from that. So, with it because of desire, and then you see cause harm others, you know, angerize, do desire angerize, cause some others, harm to others' lives, then that causes your short life. So things like, so here, the simple meditation, very simple, there are so many ways to meditate, meditating, looking at very nature of the phenomena, emptiness, or nature of how they nature, then very gross nature of the phenomena by looking at it, impermanence, natural impermanence, that what I say, what what exists yesterday doesn't exist today, it stopped already. What exists today doesn't exist. Stop. Doesn't exist tomorrow. You see. Yeah. So same hour to hour. It does, what exists this hour? It doesn't. It stopped by this by the second by the next hour. And what exists this minute? It doesn't exist next minute. What exists this? What exists in the second is stopped, but it stopped. It you see, it doesn't exist in the next second. What exists in the first second, it doesn't exist. You see, in the next second, it decayed. It is stopped in the due to because it exists, because when it came in existence, being under the control of cause and the conditions, because it is under the control of cause conditions, so therefore it doesn't last. And so what exists in the first second, it doesn't exist second. So even just meditating on this, you know, what exists the first second doesn't exist in the second. It's gone. So if you think, if you just maintain, if you think this, at the nature of suffering, you see, that, say, Tibetan Dukden or whatever, you see, so, if you reflect just this, it's a great meditation for renunciation, you see, the subtle meditation on impermanence. You see. However, so that when you think the nature of the phenomena, when you don't examine the nature, it looks like. So, for example, while we're looking at this mug, while we're looking at this brocade, this bright brocade, and this mug, it looks like it doesn't. It looks like you know, it doesn't appear at all to you see. to our mind that those who have realization of subtle impermanence then have this understanding in your heart when you see look at this mark changing decaying. Doesn't last hour by hour, minute by minute, you know, second by second, doesn't last. It's decaying second by second. what exists in the first second doesn't exist in the second second. The next second, you see. Even there's continuity, but what exists in the first second doesn't exist in the second, next second. So already stopped, gone. It's gone. It's gone. Next second, next second time is the first second. Markers will gone. So just contemplating on this, it's a very powerful. So even that helps. Even that helps to in renunciation to be content. No point. There's no point to cling on that. You see, there's no point to cling. it's a hallucination. There's nothing to cling. You see, even by thinking, this changing, decaying, you see, doesn't last. We see what exists in the first second. During the first second, doesn't exist. During the next second, you see, all that. So however, by thinking, and then gross impermanence, things can be stopped at any time. anything can happen. one's own life and the world, anything can happen. this is not particular religious faith or something. This is just nature of the phenomena. You are meditating, looking at their nature, what they are. So anyway, thinking, this is okay. This is enough for me. Why need more? This is enough. So when you make that determination, stop following the painful mind desire. For me, this is enough. Why need more? So the minute when you do that, stop following desire. the minute when you do that, that continual growing sicknesses of mind, or the continual growing suffering, misery in your life, stopped. In that time, when the minute when you think, "Oh, this is enough for me. Why need more?" You see. So, however, so again here, such this dharma. This dharma practice, letting go delusion, desire, cutting or letting go desire, delusion, practicing renunciation. Here, you see, it can become the another most important practice in the life that, you see, gives you so much peace and happiness, continual peace and happiness in your life, and healthy body, from the healthy mind, and then healthy body, long life, as I mentioned before, so like that. but of course, the long run benefit is. The desire obscures the mind all the time. Obscures the mind. Effect of the desires always obscures the mind. it interferes to develop compassion, seeing the suffering of others. Seeing your suffering, realizing how desire is the nature of suffering, and all the shortcomings of desire, it blocks the desire, obscures for you to realize all these things, your own, all these sufferings, the effects, you see, all the shortcomings, harms, to realize all those effects harm, and to be able to realize others, suffer. You see, because you don't see your suffering, suffering, then you don't see how others suffering. totally overwhelmed by desire. how others suffering, you don't see. then difficult to generate compassion to others. Obstacle to develop compassion to others, and then it obscures the mind, and then it hinders for your mind to realize the very nature of phenomena and the emptiness, shunyata of the I, shunyata of the, the mind, and shunyata of the very nature of emptiness of the phenomena. And then, if you don't realize emptiness, then you cannot eliminate the root of all the suffering, the ignorance. If you cannot eliminate ignorance, you cannot eliminate or other afflicted the negative emotions, the anger, ignorance, all other, you know, has the attachments of all other the delusions cannot eliminate, then can cannot eliminate the karma, then cannot then say cannot stop the suffering, rebirth. You cannot stop, you know. You cannot completely stop. You cannot cease the suffering, the cycle of suffering, of rebirth and death. You know, all this you can't stop. Then that means endlessly one has to suffer in the cycle existence of samsara. You see, so can never achieve liberation. You know, then cannot achieve full enlightenment. That means then you. That means then one can never. One can't liberate others from the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them to enlightenment. So that, just some emphasis of the practice. It's not this practice is not only people who seek enlightenment or liberation or religious person, but this practice is even non-religious person, anyone who want happiness, anyone who is seeking happiness, you know, anyone who likes to be healthy, then they need to do these practices. Anyone who wants to have a long life, healthy, you know, want harmonies, you know. Anyone who wants wealth, however, all these things. So all this happiness of this life, whoever, even non-believer, but want all this happiness, then no choice. You got to practice meditation, dharma. To be totally free from the delusion, karma, all the result of sufferings, then one to achieve liberation, so to achieve this everlasting happiness, to make it impossible to experience suffering again by ceasing completely the karma and the disturbing, the negative attitude, the delusions, and the by ceasing the cause, the imprint, negative imprint. For that, one need to actualize the Four Noble Truths. one need to actualize the path of merit, preparatory part of rising part of meditation, normal learning. So for that, so all this has to begin with the realization, renunciation of samsara. So one has to learn the whole path to liberation. So that is clearly explained by Buddha. and to achieve full enlightenment, great liberation, and to be able to enlighten numberless of other living beings, then you need to exercise the root bodhicitta, see, the great compassion towards all the sentient beings, bodhicitta. Then you enter in the path, the five mind path, five mind path. Then if it's sutra, then without practice tantra, there are five paths and ten bhumis. One has to actualize. Then if one practice high tantra, then two stages on the top of the, on the basis of the bodhicitta. So the complete path to achieve great liberation, full enlightenment, Buddha has clearly explained. So one need to learn all this and practice. So, so here, Zhejiangling, the center here, say, just an example. This is it's an example here. Like this, where there's a qualified teacher who can teach, educate the whole path to liberation, the whole path to enlightenment, such like this. I'm not saying this is the only one, but like this, that has, say, set up all the conditions and a qualified teacher that can teach clearly whole path to liberation, to enlightenment, how to get out of suffering, you know, free from the cycle of death and rebirth, all those sufferings of samsara, and to achieve full enlightenment. so become extremely important. So this meditation center is extremely important. Great need, how important it is, how incredible need there is in the world for sentient beings, for suffering beings, is it? It become unbelievable. Look, see how important it is. The need, it become unbelievable. to give education, to illuminate, you know, to awaken suffering beings' mind, to liberate them. So, to set up such a mental center is incredible, most important help to sentient beings. oneself to learn and to benefit others. the most important thing in the world. And essence, what it teach is a compassion. Because Buddha Dharma is differentiated. Buddha Dharma is differentiated by their compassion towards all the living beings, without discrimination. Whether they believe Buddha or doesn't believe Buddha, that's no question. Compassion towards everyone. You know, whether they believe Buddha, do not believe Buddha, whether they worship Buddha or doesn't worship, to everybody, even, you know, including, what's it? You know, yeah. So, to anybody who has mind, anyone who has suffering, defilements, you see. So therefore, the very essence of compassion, you know, the very essential practice, good heart, and to not to protect karma, to not. to not to benefit with that mind, then benefit others, at least to stop harming others. So naturally, by doing that naturally, you see, you are protecting, but the best way of protecting yourself from receiving harm, you know, and yourself receiving, benefit. Is the best way of fulfilling all your wishes of all the happiness, including enlightenment, everything. With compassion, engaging in that action, benefiting others, then at least at least stop giving harm others. So therefore, teaching, especially how to develop compassion, very basic teaching, a very basic education, most important education, how to develop compassion. So that is the antidote. That is the antidote that becomes antidote. Say that becomes a method. Naturally, it becomes method to not have war in this world, and to not have famine in this world, to not have disease in this world, because it's all this came from this self-cherishing thought and these other negative thoughts and delusions. See, so here this is becomes antidote method to prevent, to not create the cause of sicknesses, to not create the cause of famines, economical problems, recessions, and all this. You see, the world has been suffering so much. So to create the cause instead of war, for peace, and instead of create the cause of sicknesses, and to create the cause of a healthy body and mind and long life, everything. To not create the cause of to cease the cause of poverty, all these economical problems, to cease and to educate the sentient beings to create the cause of prosperity, perfect enjoyment, how to have. And this one teach then educate also such this, say, here the teachings taught that such this mental center educates the sentient beings, educate the people to purify, to seize the cause of fire danger, to seize the danger as a to the cause of water danger, to seize the cause of earthquakes, danger of earth, wind, the tornado and all this, destroying within 1 hour, completely destroy the whole city, or the whole town, completely disappeared. So many billions of dollars are destroyed. So to seize the cause of those things and to create the cause of opposite, not happening, or the cause to not happen these things, opposite to these. So to have perfect enjoyment, however, like that. So therefore, what I mean was, so how important it is, and such a place, and the center where you can learn all these things, where you educate the sentient beings. And not only that, then special complete path to liberation, to enlightenment. So that is a really amazing, unbelievable, fortunate. So therefore, so here, anyway, I take this opportunity tonight. As it happened, talking here. how this is incredible joy it is, in the life to benefit other sentient beings, offering dharma. So I think so I would like to thank here my very good friend Geshe-la, who is very learned and good hearted and pure, so great teacher, been teaching here for many years, and all the students who have been studying here, the 5-year basic program who have been studying, and other, you know, that, or you know, those who are learning, those who have been learning here at the center, and all those benefactors, anyone, members, directors, or who support, who've been supporting, say, learning and supporting. How you so, yeah, I would like to take opportunity to thank you very much. And also, translators who have been translating Kishla's teachings, and also the Kishla's attendant here, Tenzin Lama, and, taking care of serving. So, everyone here, I would like to say, take opportunity to thank. So I think, I don't know, the time, I think time has disappeared.